In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, Saint Joseph, Saint Monica, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate Saint Monica, the mother of Saint Augustine, and probably she's the patron saint, of course, of mothers and widows, but she would also, I think, be the patron saint of those who persevere. For she prayed 20 years for the conversion of St. Augustine. And the virtue of perseverance maybe is not as appreciated as it ought to be by those who are trying to grow in Christian perfection. Because, as you know, perseverance is an essential virtue that we all ought to have if we're going to grow in holiness. Because what is a virtue but a repeated act? It is one that is not just performed once. A habit is acquired by repeated actions and repeated works of patience or charity or whatever, that the virtues are all tied to, in a special way, to that virtue of perseverance. If we don't keep doing them, if we just do it once, it's not going to become a virtue. And perseverance, that virtue, is also important, not only for someone who's praying for the conversion of someone, like St. Monica prayed for 20 years for St. Augustine, but the virtue of perseverance is also important for us who are trying to overcome sin or to grow in the life of perfection. We must continue to persevere and not give up. That is important. You know, they always say that there's that saying that a saint is a sinner who keeps on trying, and that is true. For we must continue to strive, to continue to perform virtuous deeds. And so that virtue of perseverance, it's kind of there in the background, but it's really the essential and important thing to always keep in mind, to never give up. It may be in many cases tied also to that virtue, of course, of patience and fortitude, because to persevere means you have to be in it for the long haul and not just for the short time. And maybe that's something in our world today with the fast food mentality and instant access to internet and all these things that we don't think of doing something that requires effort for over a period of time. You know, we think that everything should be just like that, you know, and that we don't realize that, yes, we may succeed one day in practicing the virtue, and we may fall back. We have to get up and strive again. St. Maximian Kolbe says that when you fall, rise quickly and renew your intentions with even greater zeal. Don't become discouraged, but persevere, you know, and persevere even with greater intensity. You know, some people would say, oh, I failed, or I fell back into my old ways, and they would give up. But St. Maximian says that's not the attitude we should have, but rather we should rise quickly, renew our intentions, and begin again with even greater intensity, and ask Our Lady especially for that grace. Today, you know, when we look at St. Monica, who prayed, and I'm sure she was discouraged and wondered if her prayers were going to be answered, she also had to exercise, and it's also important, I think, with the gift of perseverance, because perseverance could be a natural virtue, but when it's tied to the supernatural virtue or the theological virtue of faith, that we have confidence that if we're doing something that we know is pleasing to God, and, you know, to pray for the conversion of someone is obviously very much the will of God. God wishes that all men be saved. That we have to have that faith to know that if I continue to do this, that God will reward that effort. He will grant that grace. and also the virtue of hope. You know, that it's not based on my merits that I'm hoping for the conversion of someone, or that the reason I'm continuing to practice this virtue or trying to overcome some sin is not based on my merits, but on the merits of Christ, who says that, you know, if we do these things, if we persevere, he will grant them. He will give us that which we are striving for. And ultimately, our hope is for heaven. And he wouldn't promise us heaven if he wouldn't give us the means to attain it. So when we look to people like, and the saints like Saint Monica today, let us ask God for the grace to persevere. You know, it's easy to begin a race, but it takes perseverance to finish it. And St. Paul reminds us that, you know, the life of virtue is, and this life of holiness is like a race. You know, he says, I run so as to win. He gives it all his heart and all his effort. And he doesn't shadow box. You know, he's really in it for the fight. And so we need to have that great, that gift of the virtue of perseverance, that we don't give up, that we give it our effort. Even if it's not our best effort, we should give it our effort, you know. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing. And so we should not let this idea that if I don't do it well, then I should not even bother. No, we should persevere and continue, because eventually we will attain what we are striving for, and we just have to have that grace to not give up. Saint Monica today is the one who never gave up. It cost her many tears, as Saint Ambrose said, but she strove to pray and worked, did penances for the conversion of her son, and it brought forth great fruit. And so we too should have that great confidence and that gift to persevere as Saint Monica did. And let us ask Our Lady, who is, of course, the mother of all grace and the one who persevered at the foot of the cross with that valiant heart and endured all, knowing that her son's cross stood before her. She did not shy away from what was asked of her, but rather persevered to the end, to the foot of the cross, and all the way to Easter Sunday, faithful in her son and his words, and did not doubt whatsoever that what Christ has promised, he will give us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.